We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Reishis Sagez, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Dalid. V'ze bechinas hamaisa shel hamalach shebo liyoshua. Rav Nosson Zal says, with everything we've been learning till now, we're going to be able to understand a new insight into the incident when Yehoshua was involved in preparing to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael, and at one point he was confronted by an angel. Vayomer loy, and Yehoshua said to the angel, Halonu ato im litzarenu, are you with us or against us? Vayomer loy, loy, and the angel said, no. You know, and a conversation ensued, and then Yehoshua asked him, did you come for this reason or for that reason? And the angel said, Atobosi, I have come now, implying that I'm coming because of the most recent thing that you did that wasn't proper. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Vam Rabbi Seinu Zal, the Gemara tells us, She'omar loi, the angel said to Yehoshua, Etmol bitaltem atomit, yesterday you committed one wrong thing. You did not bring the korban tomit. V'ato, and now, today, bitaltem esek haTorah. You're involved in bitul Torah. They were preparing to fight. The Yeshua was preparing to take over Eretz Yisrael. And in the whole preparations, these two incidents happened. That on the previous day, they did not bring the korban tomit, and on this day, they were not learning Torah. V'shaloi, so Yehoshua asked the angel, Alma bosa, so for which one of the two things are you here for? Like, which one of the two things are you here to reprimand me about? V'heshavloi, the angel said, Atobosi, I came now, which means, I'll bitul Torah, I'm coming for that reason. The main reason being that you've deviated from studying Torah. So the Gemara says, Miyad, Vayolen Yehoshua Balailo Betoicho Emek. The Pasuk says immediately afterwards that Yehoshua spent that night in the valley, inside the Emek. And the Gemara says, what Emek? The Emek of Halacha, Bo'umko Shel Halacha, that he was studying Torah very deeply. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki Yehoshua Holach Lichboi Sheretz Yisrael. Yehoshua was going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom Mokoim BeHabeis HaMikdosh. That's where we have the site of the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshom Birur HaHalochoi Shel HaTorah. And as we mentioned earlier, the Beis HaMikdosh was one of the most important, best places in the world where they clarified the Torah. They derived the greatest degree of clarity in the Torah. You had the Kohanim there, who were the people who were dedicated completely to serving Hashem, to Avodas Hashem. You had the Sanhedrin Agdoila there. Sheze Iker HaTikun Kanal. And as we mentioned earlier, that's the main tikkun of the world and of Klal Yisrael. The main tikkun of Klal Yisrael is to be zeuche, to clarify, to bring clarity to the Torah. Al kein omar loy hamalach. That's why the malach said to Yehoshua when Yehoshua asked him, what are you coming for? Because we didn't bring the korban tomet, or because of a problem with studying Torah? The malach said, al bitul Torah. That's what I'm coming for. Ki ikar hatikun esek hatoyra lishmo, because the main tikkun of Klal Yisrael and of the world is the study of Torah properly. Levarer kol hahalocha islamitosam, to be zeuchet to clarify all the halachas of the Torah to their proper, to come to the proper conclusions. And if a person is zoche to study Torah the right way, then they're able to succeed in all their battles, in all their wars. Because we know that all battles and wars come from opposition and machloikis. The canal, as we explained earlier. And as soon as a person is zoche to eliminate the machloikis in the Torah, to bring clarity to the Torah, to resolve the differences in the Torah, then automatically all of that person's opposition and enemies fall by the wayside. V'alkein miyad v'yolen Yeshua b'toychemek. That's why the pasuk says immediately afterwards that Yehoshua spent the night in the depth. V'omru Rabbi Seinuzal, the Gemara says, shelon b'umko shel halacha, that Yehoshua spent that night in the depths of halacha. Rabbi Nosnal says, look at the wording there. Look at the wording in the Gemara. Ba'amka shel halacha daika. Look how the Gemara makes it so clear. The Gemara is following the exact same line of thought as Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran. Ba'amka shel halacha daika. Shelon v'yorad l'toich ha'oimek. He spent the night. He went down into the depth, into the valley. Sheyordo ha-halocha l'shem, into the valley where the halocha had gone down to. Sheshom yonkim ha-misnagdim v'ha-cholkim. We mentioned earlier that when people do not study Torah the right way, Rachmona Litzlan, then the Torah ends up going down, Rachmor Litzlan, to where the Klipos and the Misnagdim and the Cholkim have access to it. They draw their energy from it. Shemishom nimshach gam kol koyach ha'akum. And that's also where the non-Jews draw all of their power. Shehem keneged Yisrael, who oppose the Jewish people. V'Yehoshua shekibel kol ha'Torah mi'Moshe. And Yehoshua, who was zecha to receive the entire Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Yorad Lashon, he went down to that place where the Torah had dropped as a result of different people who were studying Torah Shelo Lishma, Lehalois Ulevarer Halocha Miyomka, to bring up and to purify, to clarify the Halocha from its depths. Shaydeze Daika Yeshloi Koyach Lehilochim Keneget Hamalochim. And Yeshua knew that this is what would give him the strength, the power, to do battle against those 31 kings that were living in Israel at the time, Shoyetzorach Lichvosh, which he was supposed to conquer. Bebechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran over there, in Torah Yud Beis, in Chelek Aleph in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, Ushma Malchusa Vekatle. There, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a story in the Gemara where it speaks about one of the Shadim who put on a performance. And then the leaders, the government of the Shadim, found out about it and they killed him. Because the Shadim are not supposed to show off in public. They're supposed to keep low profile. They're supposed to be undercover. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes that Gemara, and Rabbeinu Zal interprets it in his way. Shal Yidei Shem, now Rabbeinu Zal applies it to our discussion. Shal Yidei Shemevarin Umalin Hahalocha Min Afilosa. By a Jew, especially a tzaddik like Yehoshua, clarifying and purifying and elevating the halacha from its fallen state, Ayideze Neufel Hashed Yehudi. That brings about the downfall to the shed. And in Rabbeinu Zal's Likutei Moran over there, it speaks about the people, the Talmidei Chachamim, who learn Torah lo lishma, they're called Chacham Shed Yehudoi. So this is what brings about the downfall to those people. Shehu bechinas malchus harishor. They represent the kingdom of evil. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, in Torah Yudalit, which this halach is based on, where Rabbeinu Zal quotes that story from the Gemara, and you see how Rabbeinu Zal interprets it, and how it fits in with how Rabbi Nosson Zal is interpreting this story with Yehoshua. And this is also why the angel that stood there had his sword standing in out of its sheath in his hand. Yehoshua wasn't sure whether this angel is an enemy angel or a friendly angel. So Yehoshua asked him, "Halonu ata? Are you for us or are you against us?" Ki hamalach romaz loizois. Because the angel hinted this to Yehoshua, sheyesh cheref shlufo shehi b'chinas gvurois, that there is this unsheathed sword. There is this sword that's out, that's ready to kill. Shehi Bechinas Gvurais, which represents Gvurais, Bechinas Smoil, the left side, Shemishon Hizgabrus HaChilkim. That's where the opposition, the Misnagdim, that's where they get their strength from the left side, from the sword. Alkein, therefore, Tzrichim Lasik Batoira. The good Jews have to study Torah very seriously, V'leireid La'omko Shel Halacha, and to go all the way down to the depth of the halacha, levarara, to clarify it, ula haloisa, and to elevate it. Shalideze ikar koyach hamilchama. This is what gives the Jewish people their main strength in their battles against their opposition. Rak sheyesh boze shtei bechinois. However, there are two sides to this. There are two aspects to this. Because when a Jew is zeichet to be mevarer the halacha to perfection, when all the Jews are learning Torah lishma, really solid and being, then ain't tzrichin shum cherev klal v'kanal. Then we don't need any sword at all. Like we said, Moshiach, when Moshiach comes, he's going to bring such a clarity to the Torah for everybody that he ain't going to need to use the sword at all. With his mouth, with tefillah and Torah, he's going to do all of his conquerings. However, when we're involved in purifying and clarifying the Torah, ve'ein habirur b'shleimus, but we have not done it to perfection, not everybody is learning Torah l'shma the way they're supposed to, oz moyil habirur, then the study of Torah that we're doing in a good way helps to give us the ability to grab hold of the sword and to fight and to win with the sword, with weapons. Avul ha'ikar, Rav Nosson Zal doesn't stop, but between the army and the navy and the sayeret and the air force and between all of them and the guys learning Torah, who are more important? Avul ha'ikar hu esek ha'Torah. The main warriors, the most important unit in the army is the people who are studying Torah lishma, the right way. Leireid la'omko shel halacha, to go all the way down to the depth, to really clarify the Torah and to be zeichet to bring out its truth, its full truth. V'alkein osa Yehoshua kein. And therefore, this is exactly what Yehoshua did when he saw the angel with the sword, and the angel reprimanded him about the Korban Tomid and about the study of Torah. What did he do? Umiyad, immediately, Vayolen Balaila Hahu Besoich Leimek Kanal. Yehoshua immediately took the night off and spent the whole night studying halacha in depth. Vezocha oz al yidei zeh shekovash yerichoi benes beloy melchama v'cherev. Because Yehoshua was the student of Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu is like the whole Klal Yisrael put together. There was one woman who the Gemara says who gave birth to 600,000 in one shot. Who is it? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yehoshua was the closest thing that anybody could come to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yehoshua is also representative of the whole Klal Yisrael. By Yehoshua spending that night in Umko Shel Halacha, he made such a tikkun for the Torah that the next day, when they took on Yerichoi, no weapons at all. They blew the shofar, the voice, the Torah and the tefillah, they blasted, they brought about the walls of Yerichoi came crashing down. Rak, without any milchom or cherev, rak al yidei koil shofar, shayidei zeh nis'akem pi Bilam. And this is what twisted Bilam's mouth and blocked him from being able to come out with the curses he wanted to come out with, v'huchrach levorcham, and he was forced to bless the Jewish people. Ki ro'o gam goydel koichoi shel Yehoshua. Because Bilam, not only did he see the incredible power of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he even got to see the incredible power of Yehoshua, that even after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, it wasn't lost. The Jewish people still had leadership. As the Medrash Rabba says, Al posuk Hashem Elokov Imoy Usruas Melech Boy. When the Medrash expounds on this posuk in Parshas Bolok, the Medrash says, Sha'omar Loi Bolok, Balak said to Bilam, Hoy ilvein choyochel mipnei Moshe, since I see that you don't have power to stand up against Moshe Rabbeinu, re'ei ze sho'oimed achrov, how about if you look beyond Moshe Rabbeinu? Look past Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's behind him? Who's next on line? Ma'yia, what's going to be with him? Maybe him will be able to destroy. Omar loy, Bilam said to Balak, sorry, boss, afhu koshe kamoyu. He's just as powerful as Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is where Bilam said, usiruas melech boy. He has the trua of the king. What is a trua? The blast of the shofar. Toikea, umayria, umapil choyma. Bilam said, this guy's got a magic weapon, a secret weapon. He don't need no biological junk or chemical junk or nuclear junk. He's got the shofar. He blasts the shofar and brings down the walls. Kitkias shofar ze bechinas birur halochas hatoira, because the blowing of the shofar is also symbolic of clarifying the Torah. Shenitna bekoil shofar, because we know the Torah was given with the musical accompaniment of the sounds of the shofar. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 81, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu ki choik liYisrael hu mishpat lelekei Yaakov. Blow the shofar on the first of the month, on Rosh Hashanah, b'kesel yom chagenu, b'kesel, when the moon is covered, on our holiday. Why are you blowing the shofar? Ki choik liYisrael hu, because this is a law for the Jewish people. Mishpat lelekei Yaakov. This is the justice, the halachas of Hashem. Meaning, shehashofar mevarer hamishpotim vahadinim vahalachos. The shofar has the power to clarify and to purify the justice, the judgments of the Torah, the laws of the Torah. Shekamoikein yoytzei hamishpot barosh Hashanah al kol boi olam. And similarly, Hashem's justice comes forth on Rosh Hashanah for all inhabitants of the world. So we see the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and the shofar on Shavuos are both symbolic of clarity of the Torah, clarity of justice and judgment, which is the Torah. The Torah is the book of justice and judgment.